From grog monster to yogi, a marketing pig finds himself inspired by civil rights, and the cost of living is just going to take a back seat to the submarines.
Hey, it's Effie Bayman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Wednesday, the 15th of March.
My name's Clancy Overall. I will be joining Effie Bateman on said Daily Batuta Bulletin.
Starting off with some local news, and a hometown grog monster not heard from in years re-emerges on Facebook feed as a spiritual yogi.
Yes, 33-year-old Daniel Hanneman has rebranded himself from piss-cutting feral to a Zen master this week after disappearing from social media for several years.
To some locals, Dan is the bloke that once got taken to the hospital after walking face-first into a glass table after mistaking ketamine for coke. To others, he's the guy that drunkenly got a tattoo of a cartoon man lawn mowing his pubes, which has since been removed.
But now it appears he's a reformed man, according to a random Facebook photo he put up today, which involves doing an eye-watering yoga pose accompanied by a charming paragraph about harvesting the energy of the sun, followed by several hashtags about vitamin D, nature, and spiritual healing. Good on him.
Up next, in a marketing peak openly verbalises that he wants new toothpaste ad to go viral like the BML Black Tile.
Yes, creative marketing director Nettie Rogerson from Rogue Socials has today briefed six different media agencies on his target outcomes for the online advertising campaign of a prominent oral hygiene brand, stating he wants it to go viral like the Black Tile.
Nettie is, of course, talking about the Black Tile that flooded social media as a sign of solidarity in the wake of the brutal police killing of Minneapolis man George Floyd, which sparked riots in the US in anger at systemic racism worldwide, including here in Australia.
While Rogue Socials was obviously a big supporter of black people not being killed by police at the time, it was the effectiveness of the campaign and hashtagging that really caught Nettie's attention. He said, "Let's do it. If we have to attach ourselves to some sort of social cause, so be it. But I want this new chomper light blue tile to go viral like the Black Tile."
Bit ambitious, I think. And lastly, a mum serving up noodles on toast dreams of her kids getting to see these submarines one day.
Yes, local mum Pippa has today taken a moment to confide in The Advocate about some of her hopes and dreams, stating that with her rent 50% higher than it was a couple of years ago, and her wages exactly the same, and childcare only going up, she still has hope for her and her kids' future. "One day, just one day, I hope that my two kids will be able to see those submarines arrive in Australian waters," she told us. Pippa's comments come after Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese revealed $368 billion had been spent on a handful of submarines that will hopefully arrive at some point in the next few decades, if everything goes to plan. While the whole country is battling through a cost of living crisis fueled by an economist's inability to control the thing they're supposed to know everything about, our leader says this new submarine plays an investment in our future.
And speaking of submarines, our quote of the day comes from former Prime Minister Paul Keating, who has blasted some of the nation's most senior journalists and Penny Wong in a sensational address following the signing of the landmark AUKUS agreement. Took no mercy as he hit back at reporters who questioned his criticism of the multi-billion dollar nuclear submarine deal. He was asked, "You haven't received a briefing on the issue since the mid-1990s. Could you be out of touch on this issue?" To which he responded, "Because I've got a brain and I can think and I can read and I read every day. What would be the point of China wanting to occupy Sydney and Melbourne militarily, and could they ever do it?"
Ooh, it's a tricky one for the Labor diehards as their hero, Paul Keating, fires shots at their new hero, Anthony Albanese. It's almost like there's different courses for different horses in this wild game of politics. We'll see how this one plays out.
Anyway, that's what's making news for today. See you later.
Hooroo!